Hola y bienvenidos a Sex and Spanglish, where we empower mujeres to get in touch with their bodies, own their pleasure, and where we discuss all the cochinadas our abuelas didn't tell us about. I'm Ana López, sexpert, future doctora, certified sex and life coach, proud Latina, and your go-to guide for all things sex. I'm here to help you kick vergüenza to the curb and teach you to have guilt-free sexual pleasure. Basically, I'm here to help you have mind-blowing sex without all the guilt and shame you learned growing up. Let's be real. La comunidad Latina doesn't talk about sex, pero qué suerte tienes because this Latina does. It is my vision to have Latinas worldwide discussing sex with one another just like they do with chisme. Así que, prepárate. I'm about to change the way you view sex para siempre. Welcome back to another episode of the Sex and Spanglish podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about how to get something out of a program that you've already invested in, and you're like, this is not what I thought I was spending my money on. So the reason why we're talking about this is that in episode 30, if you haven't listened to that already, go back and listen to that after this episode. But in episode 30, I was talking about the do's and don'ts in finding a therapist, a coach, or a program to help you solve the issues that you're currently having in your sex life. And so in that episode, I talked about how, you know, I went through a program. I just mentioned that I had gone through the sex coaching certification program. I will leave the name out, but I just mentioned that I went through this program and I didn't necessarily like it. And so I decided that I wanted to do an episode about, you know, how when you find or when and if you find yourself in this situation, where you're like, I've already invested my money, so I have sessions with a therapist, or I have sessions with a coach, or I have a program to complete, and it's not really what I expected. How can I still get something out of it, right? I'm super adamant that, like, you don't have to waste your hard-earned dollars. So if you have already invested in something with the expectation that it was going to be a certain way, and it's not, right? You can still get something out of it. That isn't to say that, like, you would have to do it again, right? I'm not telling you that, like, you have to decide that you love it, but you can still get something out of it. Even in the most worst circumstances, there is always something that you can get out of it if you are willing to look for it. So again, I'm not saying you have to enjoy the experience. I'm not saying you have to, like, go ahead and take the take the program again. None of that. But what I am saying is that there is still something to get out of any circumstance if you are willing to look for it. So I'm going to give an example of my experience, and then I'll talk about how you can apply what I did to your specific situation, if it's happening now, if it happens in the future, etc. So I was in a sex coaching program, probably like 5 years ago now. And the reason why I got into the program was that I wanted a certification. At that point in time, I was under the impression that, you know, I needed to have a certification in order to be a sex coach, which is what I wanted to do. I was under the impression that in order to make money as a coach, like, you know, to charge people for my services, that I had to have a certification. Now, if you're looking to be a coach of any kind, it is not true. You do not need a certification. I'm not saying don't go out and get one. Like, I think that, you know, being educated in whatever you're offering is super important, but it is not necessary. So anyway, I wanted the certification and I got the certification. You know, I completed the program, I got the certification. But what's so funny about this is that, I don't know if funny is the right word, but what's so interesting, I guess, about this is that I don't even tell people where I got my certification from, because I do not support that program at all. I don't support the founder. I don't support the program. And I have many people message me all the time asking me about how to become a sex coach, about how I became a sex coach, what was my path. And I always share the many different ways in which you can become a sex coach. There isn't one specific way. So I just share everything that I know and kind of help them decide what is best maybe for them and what they're looking to do. And I always say to avoid this program. And I'm not going to say it on here, but yeah. So like, I don't even tell people, like my clients don't know where I got my coaching certification. Like no one really knows unless like they were in the program with me, right? I have a few friends that might be listening to this that know because they were in the program with me. But like, what's so funny is like, I got the certification, but then I don't even go and tell people that I got the certification and who I got it through and like all of these things. So anyways, what I also wanted was more coaching skills. I wanted to learn how to be a better coach. This program gave me none of that. I literally got zero coaching skills. They would talk about coaching, but I wasn't able to practice coaching. I wasn't given coaching skills. Like there was zero information about becoming a coach. It was all information about like the act of sex and, you know, things like that. I also wanted to take this program because I wanted more information on sex. So I knew the basics. I knew like anatomy. I knew like, what is the word? I knew anatomy and I knew like, you know, like the act of sex and like the cycle of like sexual arousal and things like that. I knew like, I guess the basics, or maybe like 201, whatever, like, you know, a little bit advanced basics. And I wanted to get more. I was super interested in more. And I did get a lot of information about things that I didn't necessarily think about prior to the program. So I got information about like disabilities in sex. I got information about like kinks within sex. I got information about like where people can go to, you know, practice these things like, you know, BDSM and things like that, get more, not practice, but like get in like an introduction to them and like all of these things. So I learned many things like that. And a lot of it was irrelevant in the sense that it was very, so where this place is based is like in Southern California. And so it was like essentially like a Southern California, like all the resources and things were all based in Southern California, which is not helpful whatsoever. And then all of the information, like the practical, like tangible information was all very old and white. And not that old or white is a problem, but that's all it was. So it wasn't inclusive whatsoever. And I was just, and the information was so old and not as in, I mean, I guess in age, but like it wasn't relevant to today's times in a sense. It was like, it didn't include current research and things like that. And so I was just like, okay, well, this is a start, but like, you know, there are more things that I need to learn. So anyways, that was my experience in the program. I did not like this program at all. If given the opportunity to start over, I would not invest that money again, right? I think I invested, I want to say I invested $8,000 in this program. I would not invest $8,000 in that program again. And it's not because it's $8,000. I just don't think that the value that it provided was worth $8,000. So, what I want to offer you are four things. When you find yourself in this situation, so whether you're with a therapist and you've already prepaid sessions, or you're with a coach who has like some packages or prepaid sessions that you purchase or that you invest in, or some type of program or class where you're like, I'm already in it, I've already invested, right? What do you do? You're like, I've paid the money, right? The money's already out of my bank account and I'm not interested in this. What do you do? Okay. The first thing is that you are going to decide that you're going to get something out of this. it doesn't matter if it's, you know, the thing that you wanted, right? Like, just decide that you are going to get something out of it. Even if you don't get exactly what you are looking for, you still will get something useful out of it if you are deciding that you're going to, that you're going to get something, because your brain is going to find it. If you give it the instruction, like, I'm going to get something out of this, that is what your brain is going to be, the lens your brain is going to be looking for. It's going to be like, okay, so we're going to get something out of this. How can we find something, right? You're going to send your brain looking for that. So it's super important to decide that you're going to get something out of it. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to decide, you know what, I would do that again if given the chance. No, you can decide, you know what, didn't really like that program, I still got something out of it though, right? Like, that is super different than saying, like, I got something out of it and I would do it again, right? Or just, I got nothing out of it and I wouldn't spend my money again, right? Like, you can decide that you're going to get something out of it without saying, you know what, I would 10 times over invest in that program again. The second thing that you're going to do is ask yourself, how does this apply to me? So if there are, you know, other people being coached, so in my group, La Sinvergüenza Symposium, for example, I have group coaching calls. So sometimes people don't get coached and they just listen to other people getting coached. And they are able to apply that information to their situation, even if it isn't the exact problem. You can also do this with information that you learn. So if you're learning about something, okay, cool. How does this apply to my, how does this apply to like my situation, right? So if you stay in this mindset of how does this apply to me, right? You're going to find things. That is what you're going to send your brain looking for. So the info that I did learn in the certification program that I took, it gave me ideas for other things to learn. So while the information was super old and super white, I was like, oh, but I really like this topic. So how can I find out how it applies to people of color? How can I find how it applies to Latinidad? How can I find how it applies to, you know, the population that I want to work with and that is important to me? You know, anything that you learn, like, you can figure out, like, okay, maybe I don't necessarily like this demographic or I like this topic. Like, there's always something to learn. So the second thing is that my experience helped me decide the business that I wanted to run. So when I was asking, how does this apply to me? I did not like this experience in this program, but it helped me learn how to run a business. I had never run a business before. I learned that I wanted to be inclusive, that I wanted my people to feel welcome and at home. I didn't want there to be like what seemed like favorites almost in the program. I wanted there to be more interaction and more community. I didn't want it to be very like segregated based on like the place that you lived in the world, right? All of those things. Then the other thing, when I was going through that lens of how does this apply to me, it was like new friends, right? I was meeting so many people and I was able to build connections just because I stayed in that space of how does this apply to me? The friendships that I built, and there was only three people that I met. Well, four, but three of them are my actual, like, you know, friends. Those relationships are invaluable, right? I would invest again just to meet those people. And it is so important that it's, you know, it's not about the investment amount. It is about the value that you are getting, okay? And I made this value for myself. This is not a value that the program was offering. The program was not offering information on people of color, on women of color, on Latinidad. The program wasn't offering how to run your business. The program wasn't offering, business connections and networking that was beneficial to people that look like me. But I found that because I was looking through the lens of how does this apply to me. So I want to share two more things with you and then I'll shut us down for this episode. So the first thing is I wouldn't do this program again. I want to reiterate, I would not do this program again. But the investment that I made in the program was worth it. And it was worth it only because I was willing to decide that I was going to get something out of the program. And I asked myself, how does this apply to me in every situation? And especially in those moments where I was like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about? I was able to apply that and I was able to get something out of it because I will be damned if I'm going to invest any amount of money. I don't care if it's a penny. I don't care if it's $8,000. I don't give a shit if it's $50,000. It doesn't matter. I will be damned if I'm going to spend money and not get something out of it, right? That does not mean that I'd have to be like, oh, I will gladly pay you again, but I can still get something out of it, even if it wasn't the experience that I wanted, right? You have to be willing to look for it. And if you're not, then you're just going to find that you're likely just spending money and never really getting anything in return. And that builds up a lot of anxiety around spending money, investing in yourself. It builds up a lot of anxiety, just in general about like, oh, I don't know if I should spend this money. It can build up a lot of resentment and judgment of yourself and shame. So why not get something out of it? You've already invested the money. Why make investing in yourself any harder than it needs to be? Because this is something that people already struggle with anyway. So allow yourself to get things, to get information or to get something out of every single investment that you make. You can even do this with investments that you've made already that you're like, I didn't complete that program, you know, whatever. Like you can decide that you got something out of that. Just look for it, right? The other thing that I want to leave you with is that you don't always have to complete everything that you start. Even though you can look through this, look through the lens of like, how does this apply to me? You can decide you're going to get something that you want. You can do that. And that doesn't mean you have to complete the program. So I want to share an example of this same program. So I completed the program, but my friends, two of them did not complete the program and they had their own reasons and I didn't ask for permission to share, so I won't go into details, but they decided that it wasn't for them and they didn't complete the program. They did not get their investment back. They just, they made the investment, they decided it wasn't for them and that was it. And for them, they decided they were going to end, right? But that doesn't mean because they quit the program that they can't get anything out of what they did do or of that experience of deciding that this program wasn't for them and it was better for them to not continue, right? I'm not telling you that just because you can get something out of a program that you have to agonize over like attending every class and completing the program or completing the sessions, whatever it is. Sometimes it is better to just quit and that's totally fine. But that doesn't mean you can't get anything out of that experience. So remember the two steps. Decide you're going to get something out of it, regardless if you complete the program, regardless if you quit it. And I want you to ask yourself how you can get something out of this. So I hope this helps for any of you that find yourselves with sessions or in a program that you're like, this is not what I expected. I really hope this helps you to get more out of your investments and builds that confidence to invest in yourself, because that is one of the most amazing things that I've ever done in my life is invest in myself and to ensure that I'm going to get what I came for. So I hope this helps and I will talk to y'all next week. If you like what you heard, be sure to hit the subscribe button to be notified when new episodes are released. Join me every week to hear me talk about orgasms, STIs, birth control, and all the other cochinadas your abuela didn't tell you about. But that's not all. We'll also discuss machismo, la tía metiche, and sexual stories from other Latinas just like you. And if you're ready to start spicing up your sex life tonight, then be sure to download my free ebook, Spice It Up con la Sex Coach. You'll find the link to download it in the show notes. Do you have an idea for a podcast episode? Send me a text at 669-200-9269 and tell me all about it. And finally, let's keep in touch. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Sex in Spanglish. Be sure to follow me and let me know you heard this episode. Espero verte pronto.